أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لن ينفعكم الفرار إن فررتم من الموت أو القتل وإذا لا تمتعون إلا قليلا قل من ذا الذي يعصمكم من الله إن أراد بكم سوءا أو أراد بكم رحمة ولا يجدون لهم من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا قد يعلم الله المعوقين منكم والقائلين لإخوانهم هلم إلينا ولا يأتون البأس إلا قليلا صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about adab, respect, love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala briefly speaks about this battle which is known as Al-Ahzab, or the Battle of Trench. And here again we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mu'mineen, how dedicated they were to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showing us the love that Sahaba Kiram had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that whatever the situation was, whatever the conditions may have been, they remained at the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This regard, this respect, hatred for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was generally shown by the kuffar, but also here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that from within the fraternity of Islam, those munafiqeen had also shown it out. So there are two parts that even within the fraternity one has: love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adherence to the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then abandoning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and abandoning the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These ayats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لَيَنْفَعُكُمُ الْفِرَارُ إِنْ فَرَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ أَوِ الْقَتْلِ وَإِذَا لَا تُمَتَّعُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Before this, Allah speaks about the munafiqeen, how some of them just left and they went away without seeking permission or informing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second group sought permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but obviously they lied with regards to the situations of their home being vulnerable, and they left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In response to that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that your fleeing from the battlefield will never benefit you, and it will never safeguard you from mort, or it will not even see you run away and you flee from qatal, from being slain. All that will not benefit you in the slightest bit. وَإِذَا لَا تُمَتَّعُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. But the reality is this, that if you survive, it will be just for a very, very short while. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to the very basic belief that all of us have, that when maut is destined, it is going to come on its appointed time. Nobody is going to be able to shift that time. Not even Malakul Maut will be able to give us seconds more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed. So if a person is destined to leave this world, whether he is going to leave this world on the battlefield or whether he is going to leave this world in his home, it is going to happen. So your fear of death, you had fled from the battlefield, is not going to help you in the slightest bit, because you have never run away from death. And nobody can run away from death. Nobody can run away from the reality of death. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this point very clear to them also, that if you had to leave this world, and obviously for a mu'min and a believer, if he leaves this world in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the highest form of death any human being could have ever gotten, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them about it. Secondly, Allah says, قُلْ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَعْصِمُكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Say to them, ask them, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will be able to save you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? إِنْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ سُوءًا أَوْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ رَحْمًا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires evil for you, or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires and decrees rahmah, who is going to change the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala desires good for a person, in the hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the whole world can come, but that whole world will never be able to remove the benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. On the other hand, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees harm, the whole world can come to the assistance of an individual, and no one will be able to help that person. So here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that aspect. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. And they do not find besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for themselves any wali, any guardian, nor any help. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes this very clear to them, that if Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala so desired, that on the one hand you are running away from the Quraysh and the allied forces of the Quraysh, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala could have caused the Muslims, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala wa majma'in, to launch an attack on you, and they could have also destroyed you. But obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do that. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that issue with them. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الْمُعَوِّقِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالْقَائِلِينَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ هَلُمَّ إِلَيْنَا وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الْبَأْسَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows very well those people who hinder others from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from amongst you. That is the one group. وَالْقَائِلِينَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ هَلُمَّ إِلَيْنَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows the other group that says, come to us. And Allah says, وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الْبَأْسَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. But they come to battle, but very, very little. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about some of the ploys and the plots the ayah carries on. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the ploys and the plot of the munafiqeen, of the hypocrites. One is this, they will always stop others from going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it is done very directly, sometimes it is done very subtly, and at times when they find that the odds are in the favor of the Muslims, that the Muslims will look like they are winning the battle, then they will go out. And when they go out, the only intention is to go out to seek the booty so that there will be financial and material gain. So in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us also, that we should be very clear about our stance with regards to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah shows it by way of those people being around Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one hand, they had the fortune of being in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but again they were unfortunate to have not had that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.